So, hey guys, we're back and we have Sam Dolan again in the chair. And today we're talking about Lucien Maxwell, Legends of New Mexico. And that'll be airing on the INSP channel. You'll be able to, if you're not sure where to find INSP, make sure that you go to INSP.com. And in the upper right hand corner is a spot that says find me or search. And you put in your zip code. It'll tell you all the places to find INSP, all the digital channels, your apps, wherever that you watch television. For me, I'm using Roku and watching it through Roku. And if, I'll tell you what, if you guys want something really cool to do, watch it through your mobile device and then listen to it through your headphones like I'm watching or your earbuds. And the detail in sound makes it like it is so good. You can hear the hoofs of the horses and the wind and all the stuff that you might miss on your television. Listen to it either on a surround sound or if you're listening on a phone, mobile device or whatever, make sure that you listen with your earbuds on because the detail of sound is fantastic. Again, we're going to be talking about Lucien Maxwell, Legend of New Mexico, airing May 14th, 2024 on the INSP network. And remember, heroes live here. So Sam Dolan is here on the phone, executive producer. Are you an EP on this episode?
Well, I'm the EP on the entire series. So yeah, as the showrunner, I'm the executive producer for all of the episodes of season four of Into the Wild Frontier.
But I thought
this episode will air on April 14th.
Oh, April
14th, but April 14th.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. And it's a great episode. Lucien Maxwell's a really important and fascinating character in the Old West.
Well, the reason I asked about whether you were EPing, executive producing, I wasn't sure if your level, like some shows, is a higher level executive producer or a lower, and sometimes you're doing the running. I wasn't sure.
Well, I'm the showrunner on the entire series this year, so I oversee all of the creative aspects of the show. So that means all of the direction. I oversee the writing and the story on all of the shows. We hire writers and obviously have directors, but I'm the executive producer overseeing all of that, and was very involved in story selection and obviously very hands-on, when the scripts were being written and then everything was being filmed in the field. But obviously it's a team effort, both in the field and in post-production. And actually, since you mentioned the sound in Into the Wild Frontier, that allows me to mention Pete Barrett, who handles all of our post-production audio at Warm Springs Productions. And he does a fantastic job of making all of the hoofbeats and the gunshots and the wind blowing, all of that stuff sound, really vibrant in a series like this.
Well, the whole series of Into the Wild Frontier, all of the mountain men are being, not all of them, but a huge number of the mountain men are being shown and their stories are being shown. The Jim Beckwith was fantastic. Oh my God, it was so good. You guys got to go back and watch that for an Into the Wild Frontier, the episode on Jim Beckwith. Now, for me personally, I'm starting off at season one and I'm working my way through season two and they are so good. Just, man, they're fantastic. And again, if you want to find Into the Wild Frontier and this one coming up, again, go to the INSP.com, hit that search button, put your zip code in. It'll tell you all the places that you can watch Into the Wild Frontier, including the Lucien Maxwell story that's coming up April 14th, 2024. You can find the times of when it's going to air, and you want to watch it. You want to be there. My question, though, is we're going through all the episodes on Into the Wild Frontier. We've spoken about why this person was chosen out of all the mountain men to be chosen. Like, I understand Jim Beckwith, Bill Hamilton, Lewis and Clark, all these wonderful people. Why Lucien Maxwell? What's about Lucien Maxwell that your team, the team at INSP, said, we've got to include him into this story?
Well, every season of this show sort of has a theme. Season three was very much about kind of a throwback to the 1700s. Season four is kind of back in the era of the mountain men in the 19th century. But the entire season really focuses on the period of the 1840s and the expansion west. And we cover the era of the Mexican War. And Lucien Maxwell is a very important figure in all of that. Maxwell was born in Illinois in about 1818 or so. He was sort of the later generation of mountain men. He did get in on the fur trade. He went out west as a young man, as a trapper during the fur trade. So he was a mountain man. But Maxwell's ambitions were you know, a little different from a lot of his contemporaries. You know, a lot of your mountain men, well, they all had sort of different sort of objectives. Some were very into just the free world, just being out on the frontier, living their own lives, you know, and kind of being free trappers. Some were pretty serious about the fur trade. I mean, it was an important industry in many respects. Maxwell was a figure that sort of had a vision. He went out west as a young man, and he saw the potential in a sort of permanent settlement of the frontier. Like a lot of the mountain men, they'd go out west, they would trap a beaver in the mountains and in the rivers, and then they'd go back to St. Louis. They'd take their hides back, and they would sell beaver pelts, and that was how they made their living. Maxwell, he eventually went down the Santa Fe Trail and he settled in Taos. He married into a very prominent family in Taos and became an incredibly important figure in the history of New Mexico Territory.
So you and I have spoke in the pre-interview that you had some stories, some things that you said, Mike, I think the listeners of the podcast would love to know. What were they?
Well, for a lot of fans of Old West history, Maxwell is a name that people have sort of heard of, but they don't really know who he is. And what he's actually probably most famous for now, for a lot of folks, is the fact that his son, Pete Maxwell, was the witness to Pat Garrett's killing of Billy the Kid in 1881. Billy the Kid was killed in Pete Maxwell's bedroom at Fort Sumner. Well, Pete Maxwell's father was Lucien Maxwell, and that's the sort of focus of this particular episode. Lucien Maxwell was at one point the largest landowner in the United States. He owned a huge swath of what is now the state of New Mexico. He went from being a mountain man during the fur trade to a trader in Taos and along the Santa Fe Trail to being one of the first really important ranchers in the Wild West.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, you never put the two together, and then I'm like, oh, the last name, it makes sense, but it's so cool how they're intertwined, so there's a little bit of everything. God, that's crazy.
He's one of those figures that's sort of connective tissue. You know, he's a figure of the fur trade, but through his family, he has a connection to the story of Billy the Kid and the Outlaw West of the 1870s and 1880s. His daughter was said to be, you know, rumored to be, you know, many years later, you know, sort of a sweetheart of Billy the Kid's. His son, obviously, as I mentioned, Pete Maxwell, was a witness to the kids slaying at the hands of Sheriff Pat Garrett. And we don't really get into that so much in the episode, but that's just sort of a historical, you know, sort of fact about Maxwell. Maxwell himself was one of those figures that he knew everybody. He rode with Kit Carson. He and Kit Carson were friends. They went to California together during the Mexican War. They rode with, General Kearney later on. Maxwell is a really important figure, and he had a lot of adventures himself, and we focus on a few of those in this episode. The actor that plays Maxwell, Rustin Cole Sailors, does a terrific job. We've got some of the actors in this episode play roles in other episodes. It's sort of a recurring cast. So we have Brandon Irons, who's played Kit Carson in seasons 1 and 2. He sort of comes back in this episode, reprises his role as Kit Carson. Carson's a very important figure in this episode. Maxwell and Carson rode with, you know, John C. Fremont on many of Fremont's expeditions in various parts of the West. So Maxwell was a lot of things, trapper, trader, explorer, soldier in some respects, landowner, rancher, very, very fascinating figure.
That is so cool. I love the fact that the other actors are coming back. So there's a sense of continuity. It's not like you're, oh, who's that guy? Oh, he didn't play him last time. He's there. He's doing it. So it continues to give the viewer like this buy into the story because all these reoccurring people are coming back. Fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. In a lot of ways, you know, Paul Epstein, who was the showrunner in seasons 1 and 2 of Into the Wild Frontier, he did a really good job of doing a lot of world building. He basically built a sort of an ensemble cast of characters that I ended up in many ways inheriting. And it's nice to revisit a lot of those characters. A lot of these guys knew each other. You know, the West is a big place, and it was even then, obviously, in terms of geography, it's massive. But when it comes to the mountain men and the trappers and traders of the Old West, it's a rather small community. So a lot of these guys knew each other. You know, a lot of them had gone on John C. Fremont's expeditions, or they had fought, you know, in the Mexican War together, or they had been, you know, involved in various trading enterprises between the indigenous people of the frontier. So, yeah, there was a lot of connective tissue here, and a lot of these folks interacted with one another.
Well, we're talking to Sam Dolan. He's one of the executive producers of Into the Wild Frontier, Lucian Maxwell, Legend of New Mexico. It is airing April 14th, 2024. You can find it by going to insp.com, hitting that search button, putting in your zip code. It'll tell you all the places to find INSP. And then remember, go get involved in that website. There's blogs, there's games, there's all sorts of backstory history on John Wayne, on Gunsmoke. You know, like, why did Kitty and Matt Dillon, why did they never connect? Why did they ever become a couple? There's like a whole discussion board on that I got involved with. Like, there is so much cool stuff on insp.com. And remember, heroes live here. In some of the episodes, in fact, they were just recently, yourself, the crew built a fort. You've done, and the fort looked fantastic.
Thanks.
You built a fort. You did some other things in order to make it look real. Was there any of that in this episode, since you said a lot of it was around Taos, New Mexico? Did you have to get into Taos? Because you can't do up in the mountains and stuff like that in Taos. Did you do anything this time to make it look like Taos?
Well, we had, you know, the nice thing about Montana where we filmed this series is you do have a mixture of terrain and geography here. You know, a lot of folks, you know, they think of Montana, they think of the open plains, the eastern part of the state, or they think obviously of the mountains, which we have an abundance of here in Montana, but we have a lot of different terrain as well. And we really lucked out in the Bitterroot Valley. There's some excellent landscapes there that are actually very reminiscent of portions of New Mexico, especially where some of Maxwell's story took place in northern New Mexico. And so we had hundreds of acres of property that we could use sort of along the boundary of Missoula and Ravalli counties, near the town of Florence, Montana, where we shot a lot of this particular episode. We also went to a historic site. I mean, if anyone knows anything about Taos, it's a, you know, it is a, it's an old community in New Mexico, with a lot of the Spanish and Mexican influences and a lot of adobe. Well, there's not a lot of adobe in Montana, but there is some. And we really lucked out. We were able to film at a really wonderful historic site called Fort Owen, which is in Stevensville, Montana. Fort Owen was a sort of a trading outpost during the sort of, you know, later years of the fur trade. And there's some really lovely adobe buildings there and some other structures. And so we were able to film there. And that was how we were able to sort of build the Taos look. And, you know, rather convincing. It's very much of that period of time. Most of Maxwell's story takes place kind of out in the open country for this episode. But we were able to find locations that were, you know, close approximates of the sort of landscape that he was in New Mexico.
So what would be the takeaway? Everybody watches the show. Everybody watches the episode, the Lucien Maxwell story, A Legend of New Mexico, on the Into the Wild Frontier series. What would be the takeaway? What would be something that at the end of this, watching this, this is something key, the takeaway on Lucien Maxwell?
Well, I think there's two things I would point out. First of all, Maxwell was himself a very ambitious and tenacious, you know, figure who had an incredible survival story. We focus on an incident. Much of the episode focuses on an incident that he was involved in the summer of 1848 on the Santa Fe Trail, which is a real testament to his leadership and his, you know, willingness to survive. But to really dive into what you're asking about, I would say that Maxwell is he's a figure or a symbol of transformation in the West. The American West is a place of, you know, constant renewal and transformation where, you know, things change. You know, things are always changing. It's a place of new opportunities, and Maxwell finds those, and then he becomes basically an instrument of change. He sort of ushers out the era of the fur trade and the mountain man, and the old days of the Santa Fe Trail, and he ushers in the era of the cattleman and the rancher in New Mexico, at least as far as the Anglo-American cattleman and rancher in New Mexico. And so he sort of has a foot in two different eras. And so he's a really important figure in that respect. And he's just a fascinating character. He's a little enigmatic from a historical standpoint. You know, it's kind of hard to know in a lot of ways. But he had a lot of adventures, and he was probably one of Kit Carson's closest friends in many respects. And so he's, you know, very important in the story of Kit Carson as well.
Well, I love that. You're going to want to find Lucien Maxwell's story, Legend of New Mexico, on the INSP network as part of the Into the Wild Frontier series of mountain men telling the story of mountain men. Please, again, if you're not sure and you're listening to this for the first time, like, where do I see all these? Trust me, you're going to want to go back to the other series as well. I'm watching it on Roku. I'm going through season one into two, and I'm cruising my way along, but I'm watching it on Roku. Make sure you got your earbuds or your headphones on so you can hear the sound is crisp and all the cool sounds that just make it so good. The wind, the gunshot, you know, the way the animals go through the forest, people walking through the forest, it's crystal clear. So you're going to want to do that. If you're unsure where to find it, again, go to insp.com. You'll find a location spot. You put your zip code in, it'll tell you all the places to watch the INSP network. You can find that at insp.com. Again, we're talking about Lucien Maxwell and Into the Wild Frontier and Sam Dolan. I can't thank you enough. Got about a minute or so left. What else we got to know about Lucien? Is there anything else that you can tell that's just really quick?
Yes, this episode has a terrific battle sequence. Lucien Maxwell in 1848 was involved in the Battle of Manco Barreau Pass, as it's known. And I'll spare you a lot of the details. I'll let the viewers check it out when the show airs. But it was a pretty big fight, and we managed to pull that off pretty well in the field, thanks to a really good crew and a strong cast of actors and everybody that was involved. So it's a really terrific episode, and I think it's a story that people will really enjoy, and it will be a new story for a lot of folks.
Well, you heard it right there. Lucien Maxwell, Legend of New Mexico, and Into the Wild Frontier on INSP TV. Heroes live here. As always, if you have any questions about this podcast, you can ask it, and I'll get them, and I'll ask Sam, and then we'll mention you in the next podcast. You can also find these podcasts on iHeartRadio and Podbean and Stitcher and iTunes and Spotify. Please, again, leave a rating and a review or hit that subscribe button or follow button, because it does help with distribution. I can't thank Sam Dolan enough. I can't thank the folks at INSP enough. They've been super kind. They're very appreciative, and they're putting out some great, great content, and especially into the wild frontier. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Ah, I got that wrong. Until next time, safe travels, and we'll see you soon.